In California, there's a new twist in the old debate over gun control. A gun owners' rights club is launching an ad campaign to promote concealed and home-based weapons as a way to make society safer. Although the campaign was designed and paid for before the terrorist attacks, its authors say the message is suddenly more relevant. But gun control advocates, not surprisingly, don't agree. From Los Angeles, NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
Clearly, some Americans in the days following September 11th felt that owning a firearm would make them safer. Reports from gun stores in a number of states suggested a surge in sales. The FBI has reported a 21% jump in the background checks it performs for gun purchases in the month since the attack. As uncertainty and anxiety continue to grip the country, the California Rifle and Pistol Association feels its message will resonate now more than ever.
People are finally realizing that some of the security that they took for granted, they really can't take for granted, and we're all vulnerable to attack.
Chuck Michel, the CRPA spokesman, says the point is not that everyone should buy a gun. Rather, he wants the law in California to make it easier for people to have guns at home and concealed on their bodies if they want to.
We don't mean to imply that a personal handgun is the answer to the terrorist threat by any stretch of the imagination. But I think the message here is that in the hands of the law-abiding people, guns can be and are an effective self-defense tool and help reduce violence because of their deterrent value.
Thus the slogan, to be run on about 300 billboards across California, that, quote, society is safer when criminals don't know who's armed. For example, Michelle says the message would apply if there were civil unrest following any possible future attacks. To those groups that support gun control, however, that message is way off point.
I think they're trying to play on people's fears, but I think that's going to backfire.
Louis Tolley is Western Director for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence.
When people want to be more secure, the last thing they want is for everybody around them to have guns. If you're going to a Dodger game or the like, you don't want to be sitting there in the stands with one of your kids and look over and the person beside you who's yelling at the kill the ump has a gun in his pocket.
Perhaps it's not surprising, then, that both sides in the gun debate argue the September 11th attacks will bring people around to their points of view. Chuck Michel of the California Rifle and Pistol Association feels the tragedy could change thinking in a state with some of the nation's toughest gun control measures.
You start to turn the tide of legislation by changing public opinion. And this new awareness of our own vulnerability, about which we've been in denial for a long time, I think, will make people more aware of the value of firearms for self-defense.
Louis Tolley of the Brady Campaign feels the public will draw a different lesson from its new experience with terrorism. He points to a recent court case in Detroit. On September 10th, just one day before the attacks, a Lebanese man was convicted of conspiring to ship guns and ammunition to the anti-Israeli militant group Hezbollah. He had purchased much of the material at gun shows, where in most states, unlicensed sellers don't have to perform background checks. Louis Tolley points out that the man was only caught thanks to a government informant.
That's the kind of story that I think people are going to start focusing on. When our troops overseas are being threatened with guns that were bought here in America because we don't have background checks and we don't keep records on who buys a gun.
Still, when it comes to Americans' own personal security, one expert on reactions to traumatic events won't be surprised if more people turn to firearms. Retired sociologist Arthur Neal is the author of the recent book National Trauma and Collective Memory. He compares the current atmosphere to that around the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
So there was a lot of people that became committed to survival, you know, surviving nuclear war. So what they did, they started laying in up rations. There were people building fallout shelters in their backyard. And they're also stocking with weapons.
After all, as Neal puts it, trauma is an encounter with chaos. And advocates on both sides of the gun debate are waiting to see whether during this brush with chaos, Americans will find more solace in tougher or looser gun restrictions. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.